Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Jamie and Brian here to tell you about a bunch of things that need to be told because we got to keep the lights on and the bills paid, which we do in order to watch silly movies and with Howard Jones and Charlie Belmore and Lorenzo and Keith and whoever else wants to come on the show. But today's episode is we watch Cobra.
It's a great flick.
It's classic.
Great flick for this show.
It really was. And you know what? It's a shame we never got that Cobra sequel.
Still time, man. Sly's still around.
He's still around.
And pitch it to Lorenzo.
Yeah, retired Cobra. Lorenzo plays his son.
Wrecking shop in the geriatric ward.
Lorenzo actually knows Sly, is close with him, so if anybody could make it happen, it's him. We shall see. But today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. So if your dogs are barking, or if your tree is in need of some trimming, or if your balls are shaggy, basically if you got hippie dick, Manscaped is for you. All right, imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bedroom. Just shave your balls right in the bedroom. We're like, hey, honey, bring the vacuum. No, I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm telling you, this is what I'm talking about. If we had this back in the day, we would have been involved in some risky behavior, right? Because back in the day, dude, if you nicked your balls or your shaft, you were like, oh well, fuck it, roll the dice. But listen, they were lying to us about all that anyways, right? They hyped us up on, well, we won't get into that. This is a Manscaped ad, and we want to keep Manscaped as a sponsor. So go to manscaped.com, use the code JOSTA, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping. That's 20% off and free shipping when you want to shave your balls and your shaft. Listen, shave it down. You make it, you know, would you trim it right? Like, look, these bushes out in front of my house, they were small bushes, but when you trim it right, like from the bottom, it's an optical illusion.
Your tree stands taller when it's trimmed.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, we got that. All right, listen, Manscaped is sponsoring us now, and it is amazing. I even hooked up my boy Tobias. I hooked him up with some boxer shorts and that, some of those products.
I need one for my face, to be honest. You know, same. Like it works so well. I would just use it on my face.
Same.
But listen, I wouldn't get them mixed up.
Don't double dip. All right.
I'm saying, dude.
Because you don't want none of that feta or whatever. Well, what are you? You Irish? Are you Greek?
I'm Irish.
If you're Irish, you don't. What's that good Scottish cheese? You don't want none of
dog,
that.
I don't want none of that. I don't want any Scottish food anywhere near me.
No Scottish cheese on your face. Manscaped.com, promo code Joseph for free shipping and 20% off. And we got to thank Indie Merch Store. They are just killing it right now with all the podcast t-shirts. And if you like the movie podcast and you like the one we did for Commando, go get yourself a Who's Gonna Carry the Log shirt. Maybe we'll do a Cobra one for this show. What was the big line from this? Now I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember either. I gotta go check back. But
this movie had scene
a bunch of one-liners.
That scene at the end with the hook, I would have had a better one-liner for that. But Indie Merch Store got you covered for your death metal merch needs and your Josta Show podcast merch needs and your Josta merch needs and your Kingdom of Sorrow merch needs. They got it all at IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10 and you will save 10% off. Also, let us know what you're watching as far as movies. If you got a movie that's terribly awesome or awesomely awesome, send us some suggestions. What was the one they were telling us we should do next?
What's that?
Was it Raw Deal?
Oh, in the chat?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, Raw Deal. People were trying to get us to watch that.
What was the other one? There was another one, too. People were like, oh, you got to watch it. I seen a bunch of suggestions. Hobo with a Shotgun. I suggested Blind Fury if we're going to do Rutger Hauer.
Zach Amico has suggested that we do Mean Guns.
Oh God, Mean Guns. Yeah. All right. You know what? We'll watch the trailer for that on the next one we do if we end up doing a Raw Deal. But today's episode is also brought to you by Mad Russian Apothecary. I am loving what's the other beard oil? Was it Sochi? I forget. I was using the Moscow Nights. Now I'm on to the I forget what it's called now, but you could go to their site. Brian will, you'll put the website in the show notes, right?
Yeah. You don't even need to type anything in. You just click the link.
Beautiful. And it pops right up. And then all you got to do is enter the promo code JASTA21 and they're going to give you a discount at checkout. So if you want to try the foot butter, the heel butter, whatever it is, if you're, listen, if your shit looks like Stallone's heels right now from when he was shooting this movie, you want them nice and dry. You want them looking good, feeling good. Cause when you feel good, you do good. Mad Russian Apothecary. The Mad Russian probably was not named after Brigitte though, right? We keep talking about Brigitte, and then
she's not
mad.
Russian. She's, yeah, she's Danish.
People keep getting mad that I said she was Russian. Listen, the Mad Russian's got you hooked up. Go to the link in the show notes. Use the promo code and get yourself some great beard oil, some foot butter. Maybe you want some tattoo balm if you just got some new ink, or you could use it as lube. You didn't hear that from me. Mad Russian Apothecary. Big thanks to them. And also check out martyrstore.net. Pre-order the new Dee Snider album that I produced. Get yourself a Corpse Grinder Respect the Neck shirt if you're into Cannibal Corpse and you want to respect George's impact.
That is a fucking serious neck.
One of the best. And we got Coffee Death Metal and Push-Ups mugs back in stock. So those of you who asked about my Instagram post, just go to the link. It's in my bio, but Brian will post it in the show notes too. And of course, I got to thank Rebel 8, Rebel8.com. Use promo code JJ20. Immortal Coffee, hook up your boy. And there's others, but we'll get to them in the outro. We want to just get onto the show today. Enjoy this podcast. The How Awesome Is This podcast, where we're talking about the great Sylvester Stallone classic, Cobra. Enjoy the show.
How awesome, how awesome, how awesome is this podcast?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is episode 11 of the How Awesome Is This podcast. I am joined by Brian. We got Lorenzo Antonucci coming in a minute. Oh, there he is. We got Howard Jones coming in. We got Charlie Belmore's back again. And Brian, why don't you do the honors of the Patreon shout outs tonight, since my back is killing me and I'm leaning back.
Oh, so who we got in the chat? We got Andy Wilson, we got Justin Steven, Ken Brumley, Ryan Levinson, Single YD, and Vincent Jewell. All hanging
shout out
for the Cobra episode. This is a wild movie.
Dude, this movie, Lorenzo said it best, still holds up. It really does. It
holds up, dude. Fucking 35 years old, bro. Come on, man. This is fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something else. And Brian, you made a good observation as well with that this is definitely a Christmas movie.
This shit is a Christmas movie. In the beginning, there's a Toys R Us commercial playing and they're talking about holiday season.
Oh, what about that fucking the biggest product placement motherfucking scene?
Oh, with the course? Wild.
During the shootout.
He was like, "Yo, let me just take a minute to chug this course for like label out, you know?"
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Coy's paid $2 million for that fucking shot right there, maybe more.
It's the majority.
At least, yeah, that was flick. I was surprised that this only has 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb and only 25% on Metacritic, which, you know what this kind of made me think about, and I'm glad we have Lorenzo on this episode, because it kind of made me think about like when we would send out like a Hatebreed or a Sworn Enemy record like to get reviewed, but it would be like reviewed on like some like dork fanzine.
Yeah.
And they would be like, "Oh God." And they would like be like rolling their eyes. But meanwhile, everybody else loved it and is losing their minds and it's a success. But then these assholes are like, "Oh God, it's these, you know, tattooed up guys," and they're yelling at us.
Brother, I just listened to the podcast yesterday, our podcast, and we just spoke about it. The fucking critics are the people that have never made anything. And all they can do is complain and hate about everybody else's work, but never created a fucking donkey. Nothing. Brutal. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah. And so really, and Charlie's here now and he can attest to this, Really, Sour. With this film doing 100 and something, what did you say it did at the box office, Charlie? It did
160 million.
Based off what? Like a 30 million budget?
Yeah, in the 80s.
So with inflation, that's like $500 million or something crazy.
Basically, yeah.
It's like Titanic. Probably a $100 million movie then. $100 million to make. Sly probably got $10 million.
Well, he was at the height of his fame and ego during this. And Howard's here now. Howard, are you wearing a cardigan?
No, it's just a jacket.
What color is that jacket?
It's cream.
Dude, you're looking svelte. Well, this we were just saying that the reviews for this, you would never know that this movie was bonkers and people loved it. I mean, I remember looking in the back of every magazine trying to order the knife, trying to order the gun with the cobra, you know, because they had like a play.
Matches. I was trying to find a match to hang out my mouth. Yeah. Fucking glasses. I got them. I'm repping. I'm repping. It's the rare Rambo mugshot.
Yes, I love that Sly has the merch game on point now. Like you knew whoever had something to do with that, right?
That's one of my best friends, man, Nikki. That's why I'm involved with the whole thing. Yeah, I'm like I'm there.
Nice.
So, so can you license official Cobra gear? Like, can we get some sort of, I don't know, some bomber jacket?
What company did Cobra? Because if it's MGM, they own everything pretty much.
Canon did it.
Who did it?
Canon.
Canon did it. Canon. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Canon got sold to who?
No idea.
Cause wasn't the deal with Canon like they were on top of the world, and then they did the two big stinkers, right? He-Man and two. The other one.
There's a lot of stinkers.
Wow.
No, but the two that put them under, I think, was
that
He-Man.
The big Superman movie.
Yes.
Superman 4. Is it? There was that 4. Yeah.
Is that the one that Nicolas Cage was supposed to be in?
No. This is when he fought the Sun Man.
Oh, right.
It's hot garbage, right. That one.
Yeah, that was bad news.
Hot garbage is so fucking horrible. Anything
but this, horrible. When Cobra came out, they were at the height of their powers. And Cobra follows Los Angeles policeman Lieutenant Marion Cobra Cobretti. Marion, he got the name Marion for the character because that's actually John Wayne's real name. And
I got John Wayne's hat right here.
Come on.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Of course.
Don't show don't show Chuck D. Look. Right.
Oh, that's great.
He would be salty.
Chuck D would just John Wayne's hat.
Yo, Chuck D will piss on that hat.
My boy's house, man. He's fucking he's a big memorabilia collector.
Well, we got to find out where the Cobra knife is. And the replica.
I wonder why Nicky hasn't made that. That's a good point. I should call him and put him on the fucking blast right now. Why you ain't make that fucking the Cobra knife?
Well, supposedly for the close-ups at the end, when he's holding it and for certain shots, they needed a much bigger one to create the illusion that it was bigger.
It was in his back pocket, right? Like the switchblade style that he pulls it out. When he's about to kill our villain, is that the knife you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the knife that the villain had.
Oh, with the spikes and everything.
Oh, the spike, dude. Yes, that dude. Yo, tell me. Let's talk about that guy's face for a second. Isn't that like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, like replica? Like he could have been like Arnold's fucking. Like there it is. Yes. Yeah. Hold on. Let me screen it. Let me say, yo, Nikki, man, I got to make this knife, man.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, so Stallone's character, Cobra, he finds himself at the center of all these murders being carried out by a secret society called the New Order. The killers who select weak members of society for exterminations. What's that?
They're the New World, right?
Is it the New World or the New Order?
I don't know. They said they keep saying they're part of a new world, man.
Yeah. I have you guys watched Night Stalker? About
yes,
the Richard Ramirez.
It's insane, right? I just watched Cobra and that back to back. Think about the time. I wonder if Sly was inspired by that, because it's like, I felt like I was watching the parallel universe of both things happening at the same time, because it was fucking, it was like 86.
Yeah.
86. I'm like, holy shit. Like that whole, that's all LA, like serial killer shit. Like these guys were, it's the same thing. They would just randomly kill people for no fucking reason. They didn't have
What about the produce? That dude in the first scene just serial killed all the produce in the supermarket.
That's that guy is a great villain. Ever.
Jones, you missed it. The product placement when Sly just the cause light. What are you fucking good? I'm like, yes. I was like, this is what I want to talk about.
Yeah, the OG cores, though, right? It wasn't the light. It was like straight OG cores.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like the yellow shit. What does that even taste like? I don't remember ever having that in my life.
Well, Sly definitely shows off his Dirty Harry fanboyism in this, right? Because he got guys from the Dirty Harry movies, and he's got all those lines in the beginning, like right out of the gate. Yeah. Like, what does he calls him? He's like, go ahead, sucker. What does he say?
Sucker. No, he called him sucker. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He definitely said sucker.
Yeah, so, I can't remember all the comments he had going, but there, yeah, he just definitely, he was just dealing out the one-liners. They were coming in hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now that I watched this again for the first time, like, you guys watched this, Charlie, you watched this twice recently, right?
No, I saw it a few months ago, and then I watched it a couple days ago.
Okay, so when I watched it on...
trapped in a house in New York City. What am I going to do?
Not that.
You only watched The Office so many times.
Good point.
I watched it on, I guess, Amazon Prime. And they show you the, like, if you pause it, you can click on the actors and who they are and what they do. And so when I would go and then try to find YouTube interviews and stuff from the different actors, the one guy who was in Dirty Harry, he had another storyline, the cop who he punches at the end. He had a whole storyline that was edited out from the film where he was involved with the cult.
Really? Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking, that somehow that guy was involved, because he was just.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
He
was just kind of blocking the whole time. Fuck. He was so snarky and such a prick. Yeah. I mean, and he had that fucking traitor looking face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He just hated Cobra. It's sort of like how Michael hates Toby on The Office. There's no explanation why they just hate each other. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the director, George P. Cosmatos, he's actually the dad of Panos Cosmatos, who did that movie Mandy with Nick Cage.
Oh, Mandy's great. Mandy's
which dope. Is Mandy is bananas. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I might have.
That's definitely a movie that you would remember if you saw it.
Yeah,
it's definitely.
Yeah, I think I did. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So, the Cosmatos family, they're no strangers to film. This guy, think about these films. He did Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, Cobra, and then he also did Leviathan. Remember that one?
Fuck yeah. Why did I just think about Leviathan?
Oh.
Leviathan, I remember, scared the shit out of me at the end. It was like an underwater thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that came out at the same time as the other one, and I think the other one was like a bigger hit. It felt like
it was a mixture of aliens. Like it kind of fell in that world of aliens. It was like a creature, nasty, like fucking sea creature. I remember Leviathan. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't think I saw that one. I think maybe if I may have saw bits of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
What was the one with the fucking? It was like they're like clear water looking things. You know how they always come out with two movies that look like they're gonna be alike.
I got the Leviathan trailer if you guys want to watch it.
Yeah, can you pull up the Leviathan trailer and then we'll watch the Cobra trailer.
It was an experiment that tampered with nature's most basic laws. It went terribly wrong. It was buried 5 miles down. Now, a crew of undersea miners is about to stumble upon this terrifying secret.
Shaq to Seven, what's going on?
Oh, shit. Are
you picking this up?
Look at that. Leviathan.
Currently with a Russian fleet in the Baltic Sea.
Currently, it's rusted junk and we're looking at it. What's your air reading?
20 minutes.
Do something quick.
It lost him. My crew's in jeopardy.
But you have no proof.
I'm ordering you to start an emergency medical evacuation.
What if it turns out to be nothing?
Help me. It's already killed one man.
I'm losing compression. I can't
like a big leech.
Whoever got six pack in Bowman, it's still here.
I feel something. Somebody's alive in here.
What's going on? Six pack. Six pack, answer.
William Forsythe, right?
Trying to tell us, Doc.
It absorbs the intelligence of its victim.
Thank goodness you're still alive.
When are you coming?
I say we protect ourselves.
Leviathan.
Oh man, yeah. Trailers were not good back in the day.
Yeah. Awful.
Everybody in that film is like the guy that they get when they can't cast the main guy.
Yo, that dude, RoboCop, he's a big director.
Peter. Really?
Yeah.
Peter Sellers.
Yeah, hell yeah. I bumped into him recently at Morrow's. There's a little spot over here by Melrose, and he was just sitting there. Mad cool, like normal, and then just like, yo, that's fucking RoboCop, bro. And then he's like, bro, I'm fucking constantly, he's like 70 something directing, like I think like Mayans. Yeah, he directs some Mayans, Sons of Anarchy, like shit like that. He's a big TV director.
Right on. Well, that RoboCop remake he had something to do with, I think, and it was not. They tried to give that guy a bunch, whoever that dude that starred in that RoboCop remake, they tried to give him a bunch of shit. Like he was in Suicide Squad and mm-hmm. He's like the dude. He kind of reminds me of like the dude from Avatar. Like he's great as an ensemble, but he can't carry the movie. You remember like how they tried to have that dude pop off?
Yeah. It's
the dude.
He's going to pop off when the next fucking seven Avatars come out. Cause they're all in post. Those are going to do 10 fucking $10 trillion.
Right, because he was supposed to be in like Clash of the Titans, or I think he was in Clash of the Titans, and then that stiffed.
Yeah, he was in The Killing. That was some series and some sci-fi show that was on Netflix.
Oh right, well let's watch the Cobra trailer and we'll get into this movie. But yeah, definitely, because Cosmatos, you know, he had some cool films for sure. I doubt we'll do Leviathan as one for this show. I don't think I can. I need a break from these movies, actually.
So, funny story. I went to go watch Cobra on YouTube and ended up watching I See You for the first hour. And that's a really bad Sylvester Stallone movie if you're looking for one.
Oh, that's really bad.
Wait, how did you do that?
Yo, so I just YouTubed Cobra, and it came up with the Cobra cover and everything, and then I clicked on it, and 20 minutes in, they're in the Arctic, and I'm like, this is not Cobra.
That's yeah, awesome. There's some YouTube fakery going on with a lot of movies like that. I did that with Conan.
However, he's still a cop. He still kills somebody in the first 10 minutes. So when I read the synopsis, I was like, oh yeah, this is Cobra.
Yeah, see, they do that all the time. I did that and I'm like watching Conan 10 minutes into, I'm like, wait, this is Kevin fucking Sorba or whatever. what was his show? Hercules, right?
Yep.
Hey, God's Not Dead. That shit did like $66 million in the box office, bro. Put it back on the map.
It did, right? Hey, Jesus sells, bro.
Oh, yeah. Your flicks. He's breeding a new kind of criminal. That dude's face.
That was wild. They didn't care for overhead at all when they were swinging those axes.
No.
Everybody hit something on the ceiling.
The soundtrack is the bomb!
Yo, Sledgehammer.
The knife is hard, bro.
Brigitte fucked him up, man. The Brigitte's the reason why we don't have any sequels to Cobra. Like, they were so hot and heavy on this film that then they just got divorced, like, right after.
Turns out they're really good actors.
Supposedly, Sly was hitting Brigitte every which way on this film, like, taking breaks to go hit it.
So good.
Dude, Brigitte fucked it all up, man. Brigitte, this could have been like his Fast and the Furious, where he brings in dudes like he did with Rocky, where you're bringing in Mr. T and you're bringing in Hulk Hogan and you're bringing in Carl Weathers. But it was such a negative experience, I guess, then having the divorce with Brigitte, and then everything was hot and heavy, and then it burned out. And she's done interviews where she said
he put her in Rocky IV, and then did right into Cobra, and then she went and off and did Red Sonja, and then she probably got it all in her head. You know what I mean? It's fucking Hollywood's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
this place is evil. Nikki just texted me confirming that knife is in manufacturing as we speak.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Dead ass. Yeah, he just said, yo, we got to make these knives. He goes, we are. All right.
The Cobra replica.
Yeah, yeah. The one that the yeah, I mean, the thing with that is it's a tricky thing because Stallone didn't use it, even though he probably wrote that when he wrote the screenplay and he visualized it. But he, you know, like what sells the best is the stuff that Stallone would, you know, the Rambo knife is fucking hard. And the Rocky hat is now crushing. You know what I mean? Like, those things are what really, check out the Sly Stallone shop, guys, slystalloneshop.com.
You know, oh, I've been there.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I need a Cobra shirt that just says, you're the disease, I'm the cure, with Stallone carrying a gun. That's it. Yeah. Sold.
Kind of hard.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got those just the cover. He's got the cover old school shirts on the site.
Quick interruption letting you know today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below the waist grooming? They are the champions. That's right. Manscaped is, Buster. Trim your tree right. They offer precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer. That's what I love about Manscaped. You know what I mean? You're not working with some 1.0.
It just got constantly evolving technology up in this bitch.
You gotta, because when you nick it, oof, it's no good. So they're like, you know what? 1.0, it was good. We only had a few nicks. 2.0, hardly any. Now you're up to 4.0. You don't have to worry about the Franken beans anymore, because you're going to be, that Franken beans is going to be clean and mean, Buster. The 4.0 is hooking up to over 2 million balls all across the world who trust Manscaped. And we have this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping. So listen, in certain places where hippie dick is more normalized, you're going to be the future. You're going to be the one that the ladies or the guys are talking about all over town. Because if they're getting like they're dealing with that, like that, like you don't want that. You don't want, what is that? When you get the hair in the back of your throat,
it's
when
a hair going, ball, right?
Like when you're going down on a chick and it's like you're back in 1970. Like, you don't want that. Not with Manscaped. It can be used for womanscaped too, if you want, or whatever your gender is. Listen, imagine having a sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. Manscaped got you covered. Okay. Use the code Jost at manscaped.com. Trim your tree and hedges nice. That's 20% off we're giving you when you use the code Josta, plus free shipping. All right. Trim that tree, Buster. Manscaped.com. Use code Josta. Now back to the show. By the way, that first scene, that's the quickest SWAT response I've ever seen. Oh, look at that. You can get the fedora right there.
Hell yeah. Dude, you didn't see the picture of me and Stallone wearing the fedora. He turned into fucking Rocky, bro. I was in tears, bro. I was like, it was a picture. Can you see? You can't see my desktop. I don't know how to do this shit. I would put the screen in.
I think you should be able to share your screen.
How do I just put a picture
in? Can you send the Zoom link to Frank Stallone right now and have him join us for the podcast?
Bro, he's a fucking shredder. He's a shredder, bro.
Yeah, he is. We back Frank Stallone. We've been talking about him.
Bro, he could write, man. He could sing his ass off. We went to see him play at Vitello's. Vibrato's. Me, Dre DiMatteo, Zach Merck. We all went, bro. Fucking, it was amazing, man. He's fantastic. It's fucking, he kicked some ass, bro. And a lot of those songs he wrote, you would be like, yo, that's him? He got some hits, bro, from back in the day.
I know, and he wrote something for this, I think.
Yeah, he would write all the stuff. The Staying Alive is what really got him, you know. Well, I guess he did a lot of the songs for Rocky. He would do the, you know, the singing in the alleyways and stuff like that. You know, he that's how he started getting on. But he went through some shit to be. Oh, check it out! Look, this is the picture right here with the hat.
That's great. So you're our one
Jones,
degree.
Look at that, Jones. You seen that shit, Jones? Come on, baby. That's in his motherfucking bar, son.
Yo, you're one degree. You're our one degree from Sly.
That's crazy. Dude.
So you're going
to. Who would have thought, right?
So you're going to have to get in the show. Because Robert Rodriguez is doing the Cobra TV show.
What?
Doing a TV series. Yeah, I was like, Nikki, fucking Cobra needs to be a TV series, because I was like, there's such a big world, especially with what the base of it is. And I'm like watching Night Stalker and I'm like, that should be a TV series, because this fucking a whole season could just be one of these killings. You know what I mean? Like investigating that world. So obviously, if Cobra's, if Cobra's in there, fucking, you know, definitely.
The Cobra TV show is very different than the Sly Stallone Cobra movie. This is like British politicians.
No, I guess they're working on one, and Sly doesn't have a lot to do with it. Maybe he's an executive producer or something, but Robert Rodriguez, right. I guess, brought his From Dusk Till Dawn, he brought that to the small screen and did episodic TV with it, and wants to establish Cobra as the same type of venture. And I think it would be good, because a lot of these shows are dealing with the occult, and the night slashers, totally based off of Richard Ramirez. It could totally work. The aspect, I guess, from this that's different is that they're all under this same kind of mind control, but that one dude who I guess had a falling out with Sly, he went to go talk to Sly about his character, and Sly was like, nah, dude, just you're evil. That's it. And he was bummed. Here you go. Oh. Stallone and Robert Rodriguez working together on a Cobra series.
Yeah, this is from last year, but this shit takes forever, you know?
Yeah.
Forever.
Well,
understatement.
Yeah.
So he that first scene, that guy I thought would have been a great villain. Like, I was kind of bummed that they killed him off so quick, because he would have been great. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
He's,
that guy.
He's got that face, bro. He's been in a bunch of, he looks like the fucking Night Stalker.
Yeah.
The guy from the beginning of the movie who shoots up the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coors Light fucking product placement. 2 million.
Yeah, he was great. So, Jones, but what about
you think for that product placement?
He got a nice little shot for that. There's no joke right there. I mean, it was prominent.
And the.
What about when he gets, when he leaves? Right, the press is all up on his ass. They're like, oh, Cabretti again. He's using excessive force.
I gave him everything I got.
Yeah.
There's less press at fucking, at like a movie premiere.
They got there so quick. So I guess that was to establish that maybe this guy was part of the New World or the New Order or whatever it was.
He was one of the guys, definitely.
And so when he goes home,
butter, man.
he kind of proves them right when he goes home, because not only does he bump the Cholo's car, then he just rips the guy's shirt for no reason. Like
the situation was diffused.
Yo,
like everybody was going to walk away.
Can we go to that scene? I feel like this guy had like his mic was hanging out of his shirt. Or something. If we can go pull up that scene and just look at it, like I was like, "Yo, how the fuck is that fucking possible?" His mic. He has like his mic, you know, like his mic is taped to his chest. It's fucking sitting there.
It is.
You can see it. Did I miss that?
Yeah, I'm good at catching continuity. I have an eye for it, but
they just prove themselves right that he's like a dick and he's totally excessive with the force. And then he goes up into his apartment and I'm like, wait, so on a cop salary you could like live in Malibu on the water? Like, what is going on?
Unreal.
It was 89 though, right? Or 86, something like that.
85.
Is this the scene?
Oh yeah.
I don't see anything.
Oh wait, you can't. Oh, are you on your phone?
No.
Oh.
No, I can't see anything either.
It's black. The YouTube is pulled up, but it's just black.
Ah, because I fucking rented it off YouTube.
Oh.
They don't let you.
Oh, shit.
How do they fucking know? How does that?
They don't want us to have our own screening right now. That's fucked up.
Wow. How the fucking world can take over fucking everything.
Give me like 5 minutes. I'll work around that.
I looked everywhere. Just so you know, I looked everywhere to find out why Cobra cuts pizza with scissors.
Brian said he pirated it off of YouTube, so I guess we can watch it. I'm sure somebody ripped it.
I love that the whole movie he's lecturing everybody about like eating healthy, but then like in the beginning of the movie he's just eating pizza out of the freezer like a psychotic person.
He
takes it out of the freezer and then chops it. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what? Why? Why cut it with a scissor?
Pulls out the gun clean. Yo, but he had to stick up. That all was kind of lit for '86. That was lit. I was like, all right.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like I was gonna see a Mac come up. The Commodore 64 was about to fucking surface. And shit.
Commodore 64.
Yeah, he definitely had the substitute teacher VHS TV combo cart, right?
Yep. Yeah, that setup was like a dope setup that we would have now for then. I mean, that had to be great. I mean, I would have loved that little office. That would have been my spot.
The thing I was laughing so hysterically is he gets home and they're talking about how like Cobra's the most badass guy ever, but literally they just go, the Night Slasher has just killed its 16th person in a month. And it's like, that's one every other day. This is the worst cop.
Wait, yes. So his name, hold on.
He's falling off in the middle of a street. Like somebody saw.
Can we back up a second? His name was Night Slasher?
Yeah.
Night Stalker?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, come on. This is crazy how it was so like right around that time. Like, yo, we got to go. Night Slasher, yo, let's fucking base it off of the shit that's going on right now. And shit is relevant.
Well, the best part of this was he was supposed to be Nick Nolte's character in 48 Hours. What? He left that movie, right? To come. Beverly Hills Cop.
So Daniel Petrie, I worked with him a couple of times. He wrote Beverly Hills Cop. Stallone did a pass on it. He wrote it and he was supposed to star, apparently I know this from Daniel Petrie. He's the sole writer on it, but he said Stallone did a rewrite, but it was too much action, more catered to him. And that's how it got back to the way it was. And then they casted Eddie Murphy. These are just no fast check on me. You know what I mean? I'm just spitting from what one dude told me who actually wrote it. And I'm on a movie with that guy and I know him. He's a friend. I went to dinner with him a few times. Danny Petrie, yeah. Legend.
I sent Jamie an article about it. That's basically what happened. Yeah. They decided to take Eddie Murphy and then when Stallone did a pass, he just took all the action stuff and made his own story. So you're 110% right that the Night Stalker was probably used.
I mean, that's fucking, I mean, shit, I want to ask him. It's crazy. Like, I mean, just because it was just so, like, not, I mean, I'm sure it was an inspiration of some sort because of, I mean, it was probably just the right time. It was just what was relevant and what was happening in LA at the time. I mean, if you watch just the trailer of Night Stalker after this entire day of us being on this podcast, you're going to be like, holy shit. I feel like I'm watching Cobra.
Yeah, no, it's a great series. They did a great job with it. And those cops, they did such good work. Like, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but just the angle with the footprint and how they found out the brand of the sneaker and everything. Yeah, that's an incredible series. I normally don't like to watch stuff like that, especially when I feel like it's kind of glorifying a piece of shit like Ramirez, they should have put him under the jail. I can't believe like we pay, like taxpayers pay for 20 years of this guy to eat three meals a day or whatever. I don't know how they were treating him, but I was like, damn, this piece of shit. I mean, this dude was, when you watch that movie, oh my God, this guy was beyond a piece of shit.
He had fans. He had girls that wanted to bang him because he was a fucking metal looking motherfucker. We're rocking an AC/DC hat and he had pentagrams and he was just like a Mexican metal dude. And he killed like fucking 13 people in 6 months.
That we know of.
Yeah, and then fucking all this other shit, molesting kids and abusing older women and just beating them or raping them and all kinds of shit up in San Fran and L.A. And then he got no remorse in the freaking courts. He's just smiling. He's like, yeah.
They should have literally went to every one of those chicks' house and just arrested the chick. Like, that should be a new law. Like, if you write
disgusting too
fan mail to one of these fucking assholes, they should just go to your house and arrest you. Like, straight up. Like, if you're sending nudes to like the school shooter kid or like the kid that shot up the church, if you're sending nude photos, just go arrest these women now. Just get it out of the way.
And arrest their dad because he did something.
I mean, imagine being their dad and seeing that. They were sending him nudes. It's insane.
Crazy.
And the girls would go to the courthouse to fucking like geek out and be groupies.
And you couldn't even text him. You had to like take a picture, get it developed, then throw it in an envelope. Yeah, it was a whole process.
It was a process. And his teeth looked like he was chewing on rocks for 13 years. And this guy looked like he was fucking, what the fuck? Psycho, man, what the fuck? But bro, the way they got him and shit was interesting. It was an interesting fucking. I mean, that's a.
Well, Brian Earl Thompson, I thought, did a great job playing the Night Slasher. I guess his career didn't take off like he expected after this, but
he works.
He still works for sure.
Yep.
He's awesome
for X-Files.
X-Files, yeah.
Face, man, he's got a great face. His voice is fucking great. He's got that crazy voice, too, yeah. He's this very specific type.
Street Fighter.
Like Schwarzenegger. He looks like Schwarzenegger. Don't that feel, doesn't Copland, Cobra feel like Stallone's Terminator in some way?
I thought that. Yeah. I seriously thought
right?
that.
Right? Like, that's his own Terminator. I mean, it's the same time, the same, I don't know, the aesthetically, the motorcycle, the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that whole chase scene with all the gangs, you know, it definitely has, it's that vibe for and obviously Night Stalker.
Yeah, it has a Terminator feel to it. I seriously thought the same thing.
Yeah, it crossed my mind a few times.
Also, I think everything goes in cycles where the 70s was Dirty Harry and then the 80s needed their own cop characters. So that just fit in perfectly. And he needed the vehicle in between Rocky and all the Rambo stuff. And I watched an interview with him where he said that Rambo, the first edit was so bad and he had all these terrible jokes and it was like 3 hours long. Mm-hmm. And he would say like, that like if there was a mouse in the scene, he'd be like, cheese munching motherfucker. And he had like these really bad lines and they wanted to buy the print back from the director and get rid of it and just burn it. The movie was so bad. But what they did was they edited it down to 90 minutes and they made it so that he just didn't really talk. And then the movie became awesome.
Seriously, 3 hours long.
Yeah. You'd be surprised what an editor, they don't really get the credit they deserve because they really save a director's ass on multiple occasions, man. They fucking really know how to, they're the ones that really tell you a story, you know, because they're the ones writing it and putting it together. You know, they definitely don't get the credit they deserve. And it's interesting because, you know, I'm spacing on what the fuck I was going to say. Oh, well, Scorsese, he says, if you don't hate your first cut, then you're doing something wrong.
Well, I guess they needed multiple cuts to that. And I guess because he only had one kill in Rambo, that he wanted to up the body count for this one, which I think this clocks in at 41.
The original cut for Cobra was rated X.
Jesus.
Because of all the killings and nudity and stuff, they had to like way tone it down for the release.
Well, I mean, what do you guys think if you were Stallone at that time?
Where'd Howard go?
And you were gonna and what do you think Brigitte was hot enough to just give her half of your assets after this
film? And Red Sonja, she's smoking a Red Sonja.
Even in this movie, when she's modeling, she's smoking hot.
Yeah,
but they were wearing shoulder pads in the 80s. They all look like football players.
Yeah, she looks good.
Well, she's doing the photo shoot with Sledgehammer. Then she witnesses, she becomes the target of the New World people, the cult, because she witnesses what was that angle?
She witnessed him coming out of the van and they were killing that lady that was by that bench. And they were like, get the plate. And another Terminator moment. She's in the Jeep looking like fucking Sarah Connor, bro. Come on, brother. You know what I'm talking about. You got that fucking Jeep and she was in there fucking like, she see fucking crazy face and crazy face like, get that fucking bottle plate. A cop, cop fucking traitor broad. Who does she remind me of?
She reminds me of that girl from the Goldbergs.
Beverly Hills. Police Academy. She wasn't in Police Academy. Was she in Police Academy?
Maybe she was.
No, right? I don't know.
The crooked cop, the rat, right?
Yeah, she looked familiar. I just couldn't place her though.
Renny Santoni is great.
Which guy?
And I guess he passed away this last year.
Oh, that's Cobra's partner.
Oh,
yeah.
He's also in a lot of stuff, man.
Was he the only other member of the zombie squad? They kept talking about the zombie squad, but you just saw two dudes.
Just the two.
Yes. Rebels.
Is that even a squad?
You know what? There's a lot of holes in script sometimes.
What constitutes a squad?
I'll tell you from a writer's perspective, just so you write and you'll come up with this world, and then you have, like, I'm sure Stallone was writing, and he's like, yo, zombie squad, yeah, that's hard, bro. Yeah. And then in his mind, the mythology's back there. And he doesn't think that you'll know, but he knows it's back there. So that's sometimes I figure out, like, how you find holes is because somebody's like, bro, and then you're like, well, I know what it is. Oh, well, okay, well, I gotta explain it. And then you explain it. That's what happens in that world. I believe that maybe was, or they was probably just made the movie too much longer to fucking explain any backstory on the zombie squad.
Well,
zombie squad could be the prequel. Come on, bro. That's the series right there.
Prequel or a
TV show.
A prequel as a TV show.
Seriously, Rennie was great. I think out of all his roles, I think he probably is most known for Chico Gonzalez and Dirty Harry, and then obviously Poppy on Seinfeld, which he's great. But so RIP Rennie Santoni. This is a great role for him. And I guess Sly wanted him in the film because he was in Dirty Harry. So it's like you get these guys that, like, legitimize you cast these really good guys around you, and it helps legitimize the film and carry the story. And Sly was always good like that. Yeah. Now, all right. So now in this plot, this is what I got to ask you guys. So when they get to, I guess, Cobretti and Ingrid's motel, this is where I got lost, right? Yeah. They're killing several members. They're swarming the place basically. And Cobretti and Ingrid, they escape in a pickup truck.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a grapefruit plantation. They cut through to get to the factory. Meanwhile, that whole time at the factory, I'm like, did everybody just get cancer like in that other movie from working at the factory? Didn't we?
Oh, you mean like how fast they were from one place to the next place, and it was just like two different worlds?
Yeah, and then yeah. So. But did they cut stuff out there?
No, it was just I just feel like it was a chase, and they had to get away because they were just killing all those people. So
they probably had a longer chase, and they just probably cut it down because it was too much.
When I was watching the chase, and like Stallone is just taking dudes out the whole time, I'm like, man, what was so
not missing at all?
As far as like the new world is concerned, why was this chick so important? Like literally everybody is dying just for this broad. And it's like, just cause they
she could expose the leader, and he was a psychotic one.
Yeah. But he walked into a hospital and just started murdering everyone. Like,
well, I mean, it's the same reason of, we know that Arnold's plot of reasoning to kill Sarah Connors was because of her son, but he just killed everyone in the way of doing it. Didn't matter. It was like,
and he wasn't necessarily trying to keep a secret.
No, he wasn't. But the guy, you could tell with the knife that's being made that we just verified. Remember when he's like, we have to get her. And the other girl that we're talking about from fucking Police Academy, she's like, we'll get him, baby. Whatever the fuck she's saying. Yeah. And he's like going to cut his own finger off because she's seen me. Whatever the fuck. So that's, I think explains it in some way.
I love, he's like, oh, she's seen me. So he just dyes his hair. It's like, yeah, you better wear a mask because like
you have that a face, unique we're face.
Seeing that face. Yeah.
I'll be seeing his face in my nightmares till the day I die.
That fuck, what a stone face, right?
He was whittled.
Brian, please pull up his Sly diss. Like, he made a diss. He tried to diss Sly and made this like Expendables. Please pull up.
Come on, bro. Are you crazy? How could he diss?
I know.
What?
So I think it's called, look up Ryan Thompson Expendables spoof or something and see if we can watch like the trailer to that.
Oh, it's but like so the Expendables or something. I saw that.
Yes.
I seen that too. I'm like, what is this bootleg ass fucking movie? Yeah, I seen that because I looked up his IMDb. I was like, what happened to this fucking stone face?
Oh, this is
what happened to Stone Face over here.
The screenshot is like exactly the Expendables poster.
Yeah, so there's still beef.
Expendables, my God.
Look, this is like the poster for the Expendables, right? Yep. It's just like all these dudes. Look at that backdrop. There's like creases in it.
Stone Face.
Sorbo.
Wow.
Again.
It was just a little one.
Oh, boy.
Why? Like, why?
I'm saying.
And fucking Marty Cove is in there too. He put Marty Cove on in Rambo. Why would he try to diss him?
And Patrick Warburton. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we have to. Are we gonna have to watch the Extendables or would I rather put pencils in my eyeballs?
I'd rather watch.
There's a line.
See me later or whatever the other.
See, yeah. Stallone movie I see you.
Was. Yeah. I see you. What an awful flick.
So the big climax, right? I gotta say, to kill a villain, that was probably one of the better ones we've seen as far as a kill, the final kill of the main villain.
Yeah, that shit villain. Was hard, bro. Putting him on the fucking hook. That shit was hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Knew the hook was going to play a role, but then to then set him on fire, too.
I was like, man, what happened? How come they couldn't get that shot of him entering it? Like, it couldn't get a dummy to enter just like from a wide far. Just I would have got that just to see him going in and,
loved
to see that because they cut right out and they left you to assume what happened.
Hey, he had some pretty convincing hook screams, man. I backed it.
Yeah, fucking movie's fucking great, bro. That shit, I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I ain't gonna lie, it's been a long fucking time. I remember going to the movies to see it when I was a kid, and I was like, "Fuck, that shit is still dope."
Yeah, same.
That was really Sly's car.
That car was sick, bro.
Oh my God, I was like cringing when they were going over those jumps. I was like, "No, no, oh no!"
And then he couldn't get the money from these cocksuckers. He was like, "No." He's like, can I get another? It's not in the budget.
Yo.
That was his real plate, I think, too.
We didn't mention one thing. We didn't mention one thing. When she's driving the truck and breaks through, when he does the power roll off of the back of the truck after the impact and just pops right up.
Yeah.
So dope.
Yeah. He power rolled. Yes, he did.
I just like to mention the super accurate gunfights going 110 miles an hour. Like they're shooting headlights out with a shotgun, and he is deadly accurate with an Uzi with one hand out of his window.
Also, how does he get an Uzi?
Oh, I was in the car.
Yeah,
part of the zombie squad. He had the zombie board.
Oh, that.
I also love when he starts fighting the night slasher, and the night slasher just like, I want your eyes. I want them, and you're like, what? When? What?
No, I want your eyes. I want them, dude. The night stalker cut out a fucking victim's eyes, bro.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy. This is fucking. I'm this whole thing together right now in real time.
So basically, Sly is like just borrowing. Like he's like, yours is the night slasher. Ours is the Night Stalker or whatever. Yours is the Night Stalker. Ours is the Night Slasher. They're like, Sly, you can't.
If anyone could do it, it's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what I wish that they did? The one thing I wish they did was just provide us with the end game for his cult. Like, just even if it's just
plan.
No, like I wish that they showed some sort of like they saw into some sort of ritual where they needed this terror to, like, as people became more fearful or as people became
like a Manchurian candidate situation where it's like we have a politician or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually wrote down, why is anything in this movie? That is a line I wrote down.
Yeah, and then what about the conversation at the end when you think you're going to get like this sort of reveal or maybe the twist or maybe some sort of additional layer that we hadn't seen yet? And they're just having this very lengthy back and forth between a police officer and a psychotic killer. That was like, did that feel super long to anybody else?
It went on a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to look up the script. Did anybody else try to look up the script to see if that end scene was different?
A lot of changes. I think that sometimes you want people to keep guessing, like to have these kind of conversations when, you know, even then, whether it was in a room or when you're hanging out on a phone with your friends, whatever, because it leaves you to open up a world, you know, and maybe they didn't have the answers then either. And then it just goes to writing the next sequel. Then maybe he had a whole sequel. Maybe there's a Cobra 2 that he wrote and he just never got it made.
I hope there's 4.
You know, well, the exposition in the beginning, right, where it's like, there's a burglary every second. There's a armed robbery every 65 seconds. I guess that was their way. But I felt like that kind of did a disservice, where if they could have done the same thing, saying like, you know, the year is 1985 or whatever, and this cult and their leader, the Night Slasher, is terrorizing the city, and only one man, Marion Cobretti or whatever, is tasked with the job of exterminating them or whatever, because they say they're in the script, they say they're neo-fascist thugs, but you don't really see that. You just see like the axes
and killing
leather and accents. That's what you need for fascism.
Yeah
they're just sitting there hitting their axes. I'm like, is this that episode of The Simpsons with the stone cutters? I'm like, what's going on here?
What about, he's like, well, the beginning, he's like, I'm a sucker for good conversation. I was like, wait.
Classic fucking 80s line, for sure.
Like that was also kind of a lot of dialogue, I thought, because he goes, I don't want to talk to you. You bring the television cameras. And he's like, I'm here now. Come on, bring it in. And it's this whole back and forth, which then he kind of has with Thompson's character at the end as well.
And then he whips a knife at the dude's chest. It's like way too many words if that's what you're planning.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it. He's like, I'm going to blow this place up. And he's like, I don't care. I don't even chop here.
Yeah.
That was a hard line, man.
That was great. You're right. Yeah. That I hope Sly wrote that in. It was an ad lib. I'm trying to find the end part of the script because I wanted to just recite the back and forth. I really felt like it was a lot and it was weird to me. It just seemed off.
Oh, I can find it. Give me one second.
Also, Sledgehammer's character, right? He's trying to bang Brigitte.
Yep.
Oh, and he's just like, come on, why wouldn't you sleep with me?
Yeah, he's like, it's not like I'm trying to marry you.
That's so funny, dude. I'm going to use that line. Oh, I'm going to use that line.
Oh, man. Dude was going full Weinstein on her, man.
Quick interruption. Hope you're enjoying the How Awesome Is This podcast on Cobra. got to tell you, at the end of the show today, go to indiemerchstore.com, get yourself a podcast t-shirt, get yourself some death metal merch, some vinyl accessories. They got hats. They got Brian's favorite band merch.
Yeah, they got some Zach Sabbath merch on there. It's pretty dope.
It's dope, for real. And they got all the classics, Cannibal Corpse. They got new stuff from Amigo the Devil. They got new pre-orders from all the Unique Leader Records catalog. And they got all the Joss the Show podcast shirts coming into stock and some rarities. IndieMerchStore.com. Use a promo code JOSTA10. Now back to the show. I wish they explained what those robots were, too. Like, was he some sort of hotshot artist? And she was just... Like, what was she modeling?
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I don't know what was going on, but the flashes of the robots and her, like, on the beat, it was amazing. I don't understand what's happening now.
I also like that after the photo shoot, the robots were still functioning. Like, it was like, take five, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. And it was like,
robot goes over to the corner, starts smoking a cigarette.
It was confusing.
What were they for? There was like a little okay, is this the end scene?
Stone face.
That looks like Schwarzenegger.
You won't do it, pig.
You won't shoot. Turn it up.
Murder is against the law. You have to take me in.
Pig.
If you can.
There's like 8 45.
Even I have rights.
You should just shoot him.
Don't I? Pig.
There it is.
Take me in. They'll say I'm insane. Won't they? The court is civilized.
It's already so much.
Indiana Jones would have shot this guy already.
This is where the law stops. And I start.
I just wanted the cool flaming and stuff.
Nancy.
Women be shopping.
I like how he missed the sawed-off shotgun.
Stallone thought that Brian was too nice. Like he didn't want him in this role. This editing was awesome.
Come on, spin your hat around back.
Now, why didn't he?
Why
didn't
he
have
heat right there?
Like, why didn't he have good one-liners throughout this part? Like, you would have thought that Stallone, after this part, you would have thought he would have been like, that was off the hook, or whatever. He didn't have...
He used up his cheese meter when he said sucker before.
Yeah, he there was no... I thought for sure we're getting like a Captain Hook joke, we're getting...
Or let's hang...
Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude, you're dead. Stop screaming.
Hard as hell, bro.
He really sold
being in 2021, bro. That shit was hard in 86, hard in 2021.
Hey, you know what? That guy on the hook, he kind of looks like WWE's Edge.
He kind of does. You're right. Or he kind of looks like Rob Van Dam a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there was so many I felt like they really lost that opportunity for a good one liner there. Something like anything with the hook.
Hook up that dude's ass. I don't know how, what the budget for words is there, but I feel like you don't need to say anything.
Yeah, there was something there you could have done.
When they're walking away, he puts his hand down. Like, I would have shot it differently. Like, you're walking away with Brigitte. You save the day. You put your hand down the back pocket and you say, like, oh my, and she says, oh my God, what happened or whatever. And he says, you know, he used to be the slasher. Now he's the burner. I don't know what it like. Something.
Bye bye, night burner.
Yeah.
Now he's while he was walking, while you seen him, but you see him pushing away, and he's going in. Bye bye, night burner, and then throw the fucking match.
Yeah, something. I just felt
that there was a lot of just random 55-gallon drums with fuel in them.
The 80s were a different time.
It's filmmaking, man. It's fucking fun. It's supposed to be fucking like, really? That really just happened? Is that really there?
I just feel like if you're a bad guy and there's a drum, run.
Dude, well, we do like one of the blood sports or something.
I think we did blood sport, didn't we?
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, blood sport.
Well, we could do Lionheart. Isn't that dude in Lionheart?
Yeah, he is. I was going to say that. For our
there
next
we go.
Because he's in it.
Yeah, we could do. All right, before we get out of here, let's shout out everybody in the chat here. Sorry, I missed the chat because my back is killing me. So I'm being lazy. Biotherapy. Okay, we got Chris Larice, we got Nick Midwest, we got Single YD, Ryan Levson, Brian Underkoffler, Jake Olszewski, Andy Wilson, Ken Brumley, Justin Steven, and Vincent Jewell. If anybody's got a question for Lorenzo, Howard, Charlie, or myself, or Brian, you can unmute your mic before we get out of here. And I'm sure with the... Okay, let me read some of your suggestions. Oh, God. No, please, no. Ken Brumley says over the top. I can't do it.
Oh,
I can't do over the top.
It's such a good movie.
Brian wants to do it.
Yo, in honor of Zeus? I mean, what the fuck?
D Isn't says... Zeus- Oh, that's, Single that's YD no says,
bars. No holds bars. Let's do that.
Here you go. Here's one from Single YD. Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Oh.
Captain Howdy. Captain Howdy died in that way in Strangeland? Did he?
Mortal Kombat? No, I can't do any of the Mortal Kombats. I can't do it. How do you mess up if you like, how do they mess up that IP? It could be so great.
They got another one coming out in March. There's not even a trailer.
There's some YouTube stuff about it. It actually doesn't look awful.
Really?
It's going to be, but it doesn't look awful.
One was Van Damme in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I like how he played the American soldier, right? Like,
Yeah. All right, so if nobody has a question for us that they want to ask on mic, we are good. Thank you for joining us. I promise whatever we choose for the next one, well, if it's going to be Lionheart, maybe, I mean, I know you have 1 degree of separation to JCVD as well there, don't you, Lorenzo?
You're the hookup.
Can you FaceTime with JCVD while we do the podcast?
I don't think I could, but I think I can get Nikki to do it.
That would be incredible. Just to if we could just ask him 2 or 3 questions about that movie in particular.
I got videos of him kicking me in the back.
Oh, we need to share. Yeah, we need that. We need to have for that episode, you'll send that to Brian so he can share that.
Yeah, just email that over. Have you guys seen Jean-Claude Van Jones?
Yes.
I watched an episode or two.
The series?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's so loved fun.
It. So loved fucking it. Good. The best part when he's at the statue and he's fucking.
Yeah.
Girls are like, yo. Oh my God, you got to watch it. That's it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Spoiler dude, alert. So funny. It's so good. This
Jean-Claude Van Damme plays himself playing a secret agent.
that amazing. Like him, like Jean-Claude Van Damme is like a cover for Jean-Claude Van Jones, who he actually is.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. It's,
whoever thought of that is it just, I was so bummed it didn't get a season two.
Yeah.
But maybe you can pitch, JCVD and Sly on Cobra, like the prequel, how they got the zombie squad. Maybe the zombie squad got whittled down to two, and maybe it was like a friendly fire thing
Cobra
where
killed them all.
Cobra,
just
or he found out that they were
crew throughout the series.
He finds out they're corrupt, and he's like, fuck internal investigations. We'll just fucking handle it ourselves.
Would you still be flying that zombie squad flag if you were like, I just killed everybody in it because they're corrupt?
Dude, zombie squad is the fucking...
Yeah, dude.
That's the fucking prequel, whatever, fucking sequel. That's the shit right there. That could be hard as fuck, and you can build all kind of... That's another world of Expendables, but just from the Cobra world.
Yeah.
That's a hard name, Zombie Squad. That's a hard-ass name. Is there
the balls in your court, Larry. All right, everybody. If we don't have any questions, we're going to go. I got to go to bed.
There's people still putting up stuff. I just haven't seen.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, somebody has a question for Howard on the rock front. That's as far as they've gotten so far.
Oh, well, let me just not disappoint you right now. He has no answers when it comes to anything music related.
No. Hey, light the torch. The new album, it will. News is coming soon. Very soon.
Now, if you end up giving the exclusive to Rob Flynn on his podcast. No, it's all on the network. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, yeah, it's light the torch. Super excited about it. And it's there will be news very, very soon.
And is there going to be a song called, what was it? What was the from Stone Cold? Angels Never Die. Or what was it?
Yeah, that was the line.
That movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. They're like the new album from Light the Torch. Second, I'd rather be first in hell than second in heaven. Or what was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's just say we're never watching another Brian Bosworth movie. I can't.
Are you sure?
I've
gotten a sequel to Stone Cold.
Well, I had drank so much coffee that I you ever like make bad decisions when you're hopped up on caffeine. And I think the caffeine had me believing that Brian Bosworth or even that movie as a six. I got so much flack for giving it a six. I think Howard gave it a three. But what? Let's go around. What would you give? I'm going to give Cobra 8 out of 10. I think if they just established the backstory and maybe had a bigger one-liner at the end, it could have been a 10 out of 10. But I'll give it an 8.
I'll give it a ten all day. I give it for 1980 fucking five. The music, the score, the tone, everything. If it was relevant to what was going on in those in LA, it's pretty on point. If you ask me.
I'm going to give it a 9 because I don't necessarily believe the motivations for the serial killer terrorists here. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if there was aliens.
Well, is there ever a motivation for any of these guys? The Night Stalker had no idea. The guy, I'm just basing this because of Night Stalker. Watch it. The guy had no reason to do what he did. He was just like, oh, I'm going to go in his house. For no random fucking reason, and kill that guy, and kill that girl for no reason. There was like no, like it didn't matter ethnicity or whatever. He did have like he killed a lot of Asian people. That was his thing, but he didn't have a reason. He was just like, "You'll never understand me." You gotta watch it because I feel like it's parallel to the movie.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Sly just had to look in the newspaper and then he had his whole.
Dude, it was just perfect.
The 80s was
Charlie?
A weird time.
I would have given it, I would give it a 9, solid 9.
Okay. Howard?
Yeah. I got to go a little lower. Got to go 8 just because a couple times I was like, I don't know what's happening anymore. However, the dope moments are dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dope moments are dope. let's ask them. What do they think? Are they hope did they watch Cobra too? The guest?
Yeah, who from the chat watched Cobra? Did anybody do their homework?
No. I didn't.
Are you gonna go watch it now, Nick?
Yes.
Ryan did.
So Cobra 2 then, the start, or Cobra 1?
So the Cobra 2 though, was that straight to DVD with no one that we know in it, or it's just a different Cobra? Because I was looking there was a similar thing with Commando where I was like, are these fake boxes? Like when you Google the movie box, is that just fake shit that people put up, like fan?
Wait, Cobra TV series? What is this?
I think it's just like fake stuff that people put up, because Commando had like 4 different ones. And I'm thinking, I don't know. And one of them looked like a bootleg. Gerard Butler was the star of the second one.
You guys want to see something wild? When I Googled Cobra 2, this is what came up.
Brutal being bootleg somebody.
Black Cobra 2.
Yes.
What? Yeah. That's fucking, what's his name? Shaft.
Yeah. Richard.
Yeah. Did you watch that one?
Rudy Ray Moore, right?
No.
His name. He was great in the one with him, Samuel Jackson, and they did Shaft 2, whatever it was. That was awesome. I thought it was fun. I love that it was the grandfather and the grandmother. See that
one. Do you have to watch Black Cobra for the next one?
But let's not watch Black Cobra 1. Let's just go right to Black Cobra 2.
Okay. Hey, there's a Black Cobra 2? Or 1? Which one did we just see?
We just saw regular Cobra. Then there's Black Cobra.
The movie. I'm talking about, what did we just see when it came to the frame that you just showed?
Oh, yeah, that's Black Cobra 2.
Oh, my God. That's...
All right, I'm going to bed. I love you all. We will be back, and we'll do Lionheart. I think that's the choice.
Yeah, we got
God. No Black Cobra.
No Black Cobra. I can't do it.
Echo what you're saying, bro. Jamie, I'll be going to bed like 9 o'clock. This is fucking wild, this lockdown.
Seriously, I'm exhausted right now. But you know what? I guess before we go, we should just watch the Lionheart trailer, right? We might as well, we're going to watch it.
Universal Soldier. Because then you got 2. You got Dolph Lundgren.
We did it.
Universal Soldier's done.
Did we do Universal?
No invites? Damn, I don't come to the party.
It was like the first one years ago, right?
Yeah, and it was spectacular. It was. Yeah. It definitely was. It's a cinematic feat, to say the least.
God, he's a beast. Dude, did you see this?
All right, so Lionheart.
Oh, I got the trailer coming up. I'm just
see this. Ads. Look at that.
There he is.
Dolph. Yeah.
Dolph is hard.
Good guy.
Man, dude, Lorenzo, this was too dope genius. Having you on, man. Too dope having you on.
I miss you, bro. Fuck,
miss you, bro.
10 years, bro.
I know.
And yo, we watch I Come in Peace with Dolph.
We're going to do it all. I'm all in. I love it.
All right, here we go. 1990. I was 13.
Me too. Wow.
I was not.
There he is. With murder.
This is gasoline.
But they didn't count on one thing.
Does he have any other relatives? Anyone else that could possibly help?
Who gave up your family when you joined the Legion?
I never give up my family.
He's trained to fight for his life. Now, he's fighting for revenge.
Just tell her Joshua's here with somebody I think she'd like to meet.
Sure you want to mess up that face, handsome?
Think it's a game.
Hey, I got 3-1 against Lionheart.
He's playing for keeps. But now, he's facing the ultimate challenge.
That's him, a born killer. Not some bum we picked off the street.
Oh! Well, this dude's already bad, eight bodies.
I'll beat the guy, I have to.
The rules are simple.
There's no rules.
The stakes are high.
What I did tonight, I did for my family.
You win. You live.
Now what's it gonna be?
You lose. You die.
It's going to be simple.
Bandana is... Lionheart.
I can't wait. Dude, Andre the not so giant Andre was, oh my god,
those chops are real.
All right, good night everybody. Thanks Brian, thanks everybody.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Adam Amico, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Vivek Pawar, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Bill Gussler, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Jesse DeGruy, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Josh Lipinski, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scholard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Mark West, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Steven Reno, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Kona Butterflies, and Brian Underkoffler.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode. What is the next? Well, actually, while I tell them about a couple plugs and a couple coupon codes, can you see what the next episode of How Awesome Is This is going to be? Because this was 14 or no, was this 13? I forget. I want to say we did.
The last one we put out was 10.
Oh, so this was 11. So, wow, we got to catch up. See, you would have heard this way sooner. While you're checking for that. I will plug gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can see the video and the audio first on gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the code JASTA. We also do the audio on the Patreon. If you want to support the Patreon and get a couple extra podcasts above and beyond, you know, your Gas Digital sub, you can check out patreon.com/JASTA. And if you're not into having the recurring subscription and you're enjoying the show and you want to get a shout out and you want to just donate a couple bucks, we love that too. We actually just paid for the Vimeo subscription for the year so we could start adding video on the Patreon, some rare video that I had up in the I had some of it up already on Vimeo, but I was using the free account, and that was all from donations at Venmo. At Jamie Josta got us upgraded when you donate, and I'm going to give those people a shout out on the next Josta show. But this next episode that we're going to do is not even getting you fully caught up. So if you enjoy the show and you want to sub to Gas Digital Patreon, we would appreciate it. What's the episode?
So the next episode, episode 12, is Lionheart.
Oh shit, that was a good one too.
And then we got Rawhead Rex. Then what do we got after that? We got Death Warrant.
And wow.
Then I think the last one we did was 16. Hold on, I gotta go back a page.
Holy shit.
And the back end moves a little slower than I'd like it to. But after Death Warrant, I can't remember what it was.
Oh, we did Beastmaster.
Yeah, that was the most recent one. Right?
That was 16.
Yeah.
So Raw Deal or whatever the other one was, that's gonna be episode 17. And you could sit in on that live with us and be in the chat or ask Howard, myself, or Charlie or Brian a question live with us. We post the Zoom link on Patreon first, and then, so that way people could sit in.
We did Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh,
in between
shit.
All that. So we have 16 episodes of hate sitting in the back there.
Right. Great. Okay, good. Because we will pepper those out as we move. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you're wondering where the hell everything from the wall went, we're in the middle of the move. This thing is like, I'm going to have to get like a crowbar to get this thing off the wall. I already caused holes in the wall over here. Ripping off
the Headbangers Ball.
It's like on something. It's on like some 3M grip tape shit. That's like, man, this shit really, it works. But when you got to move, you might rip it off. Exactly. It comes with the house. But yeah, so check it out. If you are on the all access tier, the executive producer tier, you can sit in on these if you join the Patreon. And any suggestions, hit us up. Leave a voicemail, 201-677-8032, or email jostheshow@gmail.com with any movie suggestions. What was the other thing I was going to say? I forget now. Oh, hit the like, the subscribe, and the bell, because we actually got to 17,900 subscribers, so we're getting closer to 18,000 on the YouTube.
Killing it. Yeah, and then also subscribe to the Gas Digital Network. Use promo code JOSTA for a 7-day free trial. Catch up on all the shows on the network, including we got Michael Bisping and Lewis doing Believe You Me. We have Jessica Kearson show on the network. We have Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook show. We have over 20 shows. Josta has, this is episode, this is like,
I mean, this is 600 something, yeah, if you include all the Josta shows too.
So we have, I would imagine 1,000 hours of Josta stuff just alone, plus 1,000 hours.
You know
hours
what we should do?
Content.
You and I should just put up a video that walks people how to do the RSS feed, because the people who know how to do it, once they do, because I really feel like that's the barrier to entry with the Gas Digital sub. Like, they don't realize that the second you upload these shows to Gas Digital, that it just pops up in that private RSS feed like it would in any third party podcast app. And they're going to get it so much earlier. And once, like, I'm a caveman. Like, I could barely use a vacuum. But when someone literally just walked me through it, and then I did it myself, and then I did it again when I subscribed to someone's private RSS feed, I was like, man, it's like from that day forward, you're a different person, because you're like, this is what I was missing the whole time. And then they all come up, all the back episodes.
Yeah, you can just go. And then you can just log in and check the archives for shows that you're not subscribed to, because the subscription gets you, the network subscription gets you access to all the shows, but you can pick and choose which ones you get shot to your phone.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, let's do that. Let's make a little instruction video for everybody, because I think that's the barrier to entry. Like, you know, like, people, if you make people jump through hoops, and it's not even that many hoops to jump through, but making people jump through even one is hard, because believe me, I was there. And once I did it, I was like, God, I should have done that so much sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things where you're just, you know, you just don't know until you know.
Yeah, exactly. Once you see it, it's like that stupid dress or whatever that thing was like. Once you see it, or what? No, what is it? It's like the elephant.
All
in the
those
picture.
Memes. There's like a million of them.
Exactly. Thank you to the Mad Russian Apothecary. Thank you to IndieMerchStore.com. Mad Russian Apothecary. The promo code will be in the show notes. It's Josta21, just in case you forget. Josta10 is a promo code for IndieMerchStore.com, and you can try D10 if you want to check out the new D. Snyder album that I produced. It's got Corpse Grinder in the song. It's metal as fuck. You're gonna love it. That's at martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. And yeah, that's pretty much it for now. We appreciate all your support. If you want to donate to the show, at Jamie Josta on Venmo or Cash App, has a $$ Jamie Josta, JameyJasta, or paypal.me/Josta. Anything gets you a shout out on the show, any amount, anything above $20. If you live in the United States, we are doing the care packages again. Put a little note in there, you know, hey, love the show, whatever. And we will get that out to you.
You got
to
get some stuff out.
Hey, I'm moving. So I did find some stuff, and I sent some people some old, like, we found a stack of Kirk, signed a stack of Kingdom of Sorrow posters. So I started signing them. Those were in like a poster roll that I didn't know it was sitting there. But yeah, we're moving storage too. So it is, there's some deals going up on Depop. Follow me on Depop.
Back there.
Oh yeah, demo tapes, all sorts of shit. At Josta on Depop. Where can they find you?
Find me everywhere. B McKay is right.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll get back to a regular Josta show schedule then. Bye-bye.